How are you? How are things?
Good. Have you ever seen Amy Sedaris when she was on David Letterman? She was a very frequent guest on David Letterman. She's fucking nuts.
Yes.
And she talks about one time around Christmas, she was like, her and her friend were just hanging around. And she's like, so I just went down to the street to find someone to buy some Vicodin so we could get high. He's like, you ever tried Vicodin, Dave? It's good. She does a whole bunch of experiences. She might have been his last guest.
Really?
Or one of his last guests.
She was on My Name is Earl. I'm like, oh, Amy Sedaris.
She pops up in a million things.
Yeah. She's anyway. Like a crazy cat lady. She's obsessed with cats.
Yeah. Anyway, Trash South Street.
Trash South Street.
End of the year edition.
End of the year.
It's the end of 2024. Really, it's the beginning of 2025 when you're hearing this.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's been an adventurous year, Jamie.
Twists and turns and plot twists.
Yes. Reboots.
Yep.
Yep.
Bunch of shit.
In a way, it is a reboot. It's a reboot of the 2016 presidency.
Yeah, pretty much. I forgot about that.
And of course, drones descending from the sky.
Did you see any? I didn't see any.
No. Because I hide.
We're like, yeah.
So I fucking hide inside after dark. I don't want them to see me.
Yes, you're jacking it.
No.
To Animal Crossing.
I haven't played Animal Crossing in a while.
To that one animal.
Which one animal?
I don't know. All of them.
All of them? Only the sexy ones that I dress. The sexy squirrel. She was sexy.
He doesn't wear anything. Just revealing.
I think they all do wear stuff.
Do they?
I used to dress my Animal Crossings in little costumes.
Sexy? Did you dress up
sexy? No. Yes. It's sexy. It's horrible. Anyway.
How would you dress them sexy?
I would not dress them sexy. There's no sexy in Animal Crossing.
Is there like a skirt that's too short?
You actually could. So sick. You actually could, I think, download custom patterns.
Ooh.
I only did once.
Crop tops. No. Short skirts.
No. No.
You're getting a little.
I don't think Nintendo would allow that. No, I would like I had a Joker costume.
The one's not wearing a bra.
I don't think any of them are wearing bras. They're all animals. Except for you. Meaning the player is a human. Because the one of the fan theories on Animal Crossing is that you have been abducted into a cult. And they're raising you as their supreme being.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But no, it's a wholesome game for children, and there's none of your sicko.
No short skirts and crop tops and.
I don't think there are any crop tops. I don't think there's any
skirts.
The boys
are wearing crop tops. They're not going to wear shorts at all.
It's like West End boys.
They're wearing banana hammocks.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. They're smuggling plums. Smuggling, I don't know. No, they're very like androgynous. Depending on what hairstyle.
Not how you dress them.
You could dress any way in Animal Crossing.
Okay.
Anyway.
What else is new? How was your holidays?
It was okay. What I really enjoy about the holiday season...
Is nothing.
Is... No. I very much enjoy the lead up to Christmas.
Ooh.
Everything, like, you know, decorating, and sucking up the Christmas cheer.
Like, with your crop top and yeah, short skirt.
Wearing a crop top, no.
Hey, you got the time.
A short skirt. You're abroad and a jacket.
And white. You're like, hey.
No.
I got you, Wendy's.
I can't even remember what fucking costumes. I had a Viking. I used to like to dress up, but not like your psycho perversion way. Because you couldn't do that. I'm sure there's some game out there. There's some sort of fucking AI, like, morph of, like, Pudge.
Are there, like, naughty librarian outfits?
No.
Sexy librarian.
I guess any librarian could be a sexy librarian. I'm sure you had the librarian glasses. But anyway. So.
When she's like, I'm going to do it. Ready?
Wait.
I.
Yeah, no, that's not. Yeah. We're talking.
Tell me about the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Holidays up.
So anyway, so I like the lead up. I like all the prep. But Christmas Day, I'm like, eh. Now, the thing that didn't help was, so I've been undergoing some health challenges. Mm-hmm. I have weak blood. I'm anemic.
Mm-hmm. I'm not as anemic as you, but I will hover sometimes.
Yeah, I'm and very specifically, I have literally no iron in my blood. I had 2 nanograms of ferritin.
Damn.
Which is basically nothing. I've been getting iron infusions.
How's that going?
I'm done, hopefully for now. But I went to... So you go to an infusion center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a heavy vibe because a lot of people are there for chemo. And they're also bullies because they know you're not there and they make fun of you. Like, all right... All right, I can't think of anything to say.
I did. I know where you're about right now. They're
like, all right, hair boy. And they bully you.
So you got bullied. Did you get a lollipop after?
No.
And a sticker?
They do have a treat basket.
Okay.
So they supply treats.
For the dogs?
No, like human treats.
Oh.
In case you have, like, you know, your blood sugar gets low or something,
I guess. Makes sense.
So the second... I went there twice. The second time I was there, apparently, someone... was getting situated, saw what I could only imagine is the central line. So usually for chemo, I guess they go in through the neck.
Well, that's ports and stuff too.
And ports, but me, it was through the penis hole. No, I wish.
The urethra.
I'm sorry, I wish.
It was weird because it was in a janitor.
Well, I would be in this. So no, I just get IV. They do IV push, but except they use a syringe. But anyway, so this person, I guess, saw and was like, "Can I just go to the bathroom first?" They ducked into the bathroom and then immediately ran away from the infusion center. The infusion center is just a giant room with a nurse's center in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all congregating and they're all talking about it. Well, most likely you have to come back at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hard one. Basically, this is all to say I've been having like trouble staying warm.
Mm-hmm.
And at my mother's house for Christmas, I was just like, I was too cold the entire time. I was just kind of miserable.
Yeah.
Plus everyone was like, the second I go in, it's like, "Ew, don't kiss me, I'm sick." And it was like 5 people who are like, "I'm sick," or "It's a cough.
I've been sick.
Cough. I've been cough forever." And I'm like, "Fuck you all."
I was sick for the holidays.
Yeah. Sick.
I didn't have, my highest temp, I think, was like 100.2. Oh. I think I had like some type of throat. I don't think I had strep. I never had strep throat before. But my throat like hurt in one spot and then it like moved.
You might have had like a tonsillitis maybe.
Maybe.
I did find out that my aunt has the second most followed Grateful Dead fan page on Blue Sky. Apparently, the only people who get, like, she's second in mention, so I guess the only people who get more are members of the Grateful Dead.
Oh, my God.
So.
Crazy.
Yeah, so other than being sick, how was your
holiday? It was okay. Like, I worked. Everyone was sick at work.
Yeah.
Victor was, like, a little sick, too. Yeah. I was sick. Underclimatic? Is that the word?
Anticlimactic.
Yeah. But it was fine.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. I kind of didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Which is, it's hard when you have a child.
Yeah. But, like, Victor had a good time. He got Flyers tickets. He got Wings tickets. A bunch of, like, weather stuff. Some telescope attachments and stuff.
Yeah.
But he seemed to be good.
Yeah, you know what I got him?
What?
Blow.
Oh, shit, man.
You had to be careful. It wasn't been stepped on.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be gone. I'll be like, Auntie Lou didn't get you shit, boy. Yeah, like,
fuck that. I heard he likes snow, so I figured I...
Oh, I got him snowball guns and a snowball maker. So, like, that tiny bit of snow that we had, he was, like, trying to have a snowball fight. Another fun fact.
Yeah.
You remember in the summer, I was saying how our neighbor, like, one of the neighbor's kids likes to play with Victor. And
yes.
Victor pretending to have COVID.
Yeah.
And I had to lie and keep the COVID alive. Anyway, he saw Victor playing in the snow. Victor was supposed to be helping me shovel.
Yeah.
And he, like, literally helped me shovel for 13 seconds. And he's like, "I'm going to sled." And there's, like, no snow.
Yeah,
there's, like,
I know.
Nothing.
I'm aware, yeah.
So the neighbor boy hears us and comes out. And I'm like, "Ooh!" And he's like, is Victor around? And I was like, "He's around here somewhere." And he's like, "Well, can he play?" I'm like, "Well, he's supposed to be helping me shovel, but, you know, go find him. I don't care." So within a minute... Victor comes back in to the garage, puts the sled away, and goes, "I have to shovel."
So I got a question. I meant to ask. It was funny because last time I was over at your house, Victor wouldn't answer the door because I thought I was the neighbor kid.
That's the same neighbor kid.
And I figured, and fortunately I got let in. But, like, so did he just blatantly not like this neighbor kid, or is it like...
He actually was, like, pretty rude to him because they take the same bus, and to the point I had to, like, yell at him, call him a snob. He likes the sister. The sister's in his grade, and uh-huh. the boy's a year older.
Yeah.
Victor says he's very immature.
Well.
Too immature for him, that he likes Skibidi Toilet, and he is just too immature for Victor.
What's Skibidi Toilet?
You never heard of Skibidi Toilet?
No.
It's like a kid's, like,
oh.
part of the new slang there,
no, it's bro. Just, it's just weird that this kid wants to be friends with Victor, though.
And Victor wants nothing to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
Well, he's... I see a lot of myself in Victor with it.
Yeah.
Because it seems like any kid that likes him, he does not like him back.
Oh, Lord.
And we're like, dude, you should at least have, like, a friend. Why don't you play with a sister?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, you need to, like, have friends. I like. He'll talk to a couple friends online and, like, FaceTime and stuff, mm-hmm. but he doesn't go out with them.
Yeah.
No, I went to Longwood Gardens.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I enjoy Longwood Gardens. I have not been there in a couple of years.
It was, like, an hour before closing.
Mm-hmm.
So we got free hot chocolate, so we had to buy it. But it was nice. I've never been... Luckily, it wasn't super cold, but it was cute. It was cool. I liked it.
That's cool. You want to get into it a little bit?
I guess so. I have one thing to review.
It's very too. Quick. So you go.
So Punitive Damage, friends of the show,
mm-hmm.
had an EP that came out. I just got it on vinyl. I actually thought it was out
like
this month. It ended up being like September, or not, mm-hmm. October. And it's called Hate Training, and they're on Convulse Records. They're hardcore punk out of Vancouver. One chick... her name Jerkova is in Regional Justice Center.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this is a whole 6 songs in 7 minutes. It was actually recorded with this guy Jesse Gander that like records the Japandroids or whatever. I was like,
not familiar.
I've heard of them back in the day, indie rock band. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So that was kind of interesting. I'm not gonna go every song because it's pretty much like hardcore punk, a lot of screaming. The standout song, which was their single, is called Baptism of Fire, and it's like a pure Ripper Wall sound, just growling. But it actually has like a little bit of groove to it, kind of interesting. And it's like, yeah, like Jerkova's like growled out vocals.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention it because I do like that band. It's just pretty much like pure hardcore, aggressive, and furious. It sounds like a little more clean. I wouldn't say it was overproduced enough to like take away from it, but I could definitely tell a sound or tell a change in sound. It wasn't as raw, but it worked. But altogether, if you're into that type of stuff and you want something fun, not super fun, like, let's put this on for fun. Yeah. If you're into that type of stuff and you just want to kind of put something on, yeah, I would recommend Good Shit.
Sounds
good. Punitive Damage, Hate Training. Mm.
And I shall counter with Haley Hendricks, who I talked about last time. This is Seed of a Seed off Mama Bird Recordings.
Mama Bird.
This is her second album, the first in like 6 years, I think I said.
Okay.
And Haley Hendricks is basically a folk artist, just very simple but complex. This one's more a little more different than her last one. It has a very country vibe. I focused on 4 songs because we, as is our want lately, decided to record earlier today.
Yeah.
But I had been meaning to listen to this one, and I'm glad I did. Opening song is Gemini, which is kind of all over the place, but in a good way. And it starts with a single guitar, and which is a bit frantic and a bit twangy. Then Haley starts throwing in some additional fucking instruments in there. It comes across as like a round as like different instruments are dropping in. It sort of builds, and it's like very dissident in the background. But folky in the front ground, it becomes anthemic before it just drops off completely back into the guitar. Then the second half of the song is like a completely different fucking song.
Yeah.
And Gemini is sort of about dealing with your worst urges or like your responsible self, you know, the two dogs, the black dog and the white dog. And
the two wolves inside.
Yeah, that's right, man. Fuck. Like these tattoos.
Oh, look at that.
Not really. I
don't have a Why are they on your titties?
You know what? To distract from my titties.
Your chest, your pecs.
From my sick pecs.
I know, you can do that little thing where they like, boop, boop, boop.
No, I can't. Mouth of a Flower is a straight-up country song with these really weepy guitars and this viola gently moaning in the background. It's about consumption. Mm. Very nice.
Like, consumption? Like, TB?
Oops. I better mute.
Oh, my goodness. Popular boy.
No, there wasn't even. It was like a...
Was it one of your...
One of my whores.
One of your Animal Crossing.
No. It used to be...
Go ahead.
That would have been your son.
True. He
could have probably been like, you want to play? I was like, yeah. And I was supposed to be working. But I'd be like, about that. I'd be like, hey, Victor, how much are turnips going on in your island? The stock market.
Oh.
Anyway, Redwoods, Anxious Gods. Mm-hmm. It's very tone poemy. It reminds me a lot of a Harry Chapin song. It's very complex. It's very layered. Sort of about exploring the woods and your desire to escape nature, but being drawn in by the tools of modern society. And finally, Swoop is very melancholy, but very optimistic. It's a beautiful song that's essential about Haley finding her voice again. So I take it that she maybe had lost the desire or drive to record or perform for a long time, and it came back.
Cool.
So that's a very short thing. It's a very good album, very strong. Like it a lot. I get a couple other just real quick things to mention, too. Mm-hmm. There's a comp, Songs for Sex, that came out earlier this year. It like supports National Women's Health. It's part of Noise for Now.
Cool.
Which puts out stuff by women artists.
She's on it.
A lot of people, but I'm bringing it up because Thao of the Thao Get Down, Stay Down.
Okay.
Who did that, like Meticulous Bird.
Okay.
Which I think I played for you. She does a cover of Bad Idea by Olivia Rodrigo, and it's great. You should listen to it. We'll listen to it after.
Okay, cool.
But it's a real kind of funked up, weird version.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't make myself buy a whole album for this song, but I like the song. Oh, and then I really, over Christmas, I really got into, like, someone put on, more for Thanksgiving, the Roxy Music song, In Every Dream Home, A Heartache. Do you know this song?
No.
It's about...
I might have. I don't know. It doesn't
matter. It's Brian Ferry singing about how he's in love with a blow-up doll.
Oh, that's pretty hot.
Yeah. Had an argument about how Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. We just canned the fucking bullshit.
Mm. You don't think it's a Christmas movie?
No, it's not. Because it's not about Christmas.
True.
You can move it to any time of the year. It is as much a Christmas movie as E.T. is a Halloween movie.
Mm, okay. I don't know. I don't mind people saying it's a Christmas
movie. I do. They should all be shot.
Oh, my God.
They should be executed.
Oh, my God, there.
They should.
You want a goose step outside over there?
No. No. We do have a list.
Speaking of movies, though.
Yeah?
I guess I can talk about this now. I saw the majority of Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I saw it.
I fell asleep at the end. So, I thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
The way it started, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to work. Monica Bellucci or whatever still looks freaking fantastic for her being 107 years old.
And cut up.
Yes. But once the movie kind of like got into it, I was like, okay, I'm liking it. Mm-hmm. But then I fell asleep at the end, so I didn't see it. But I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I still don't think it needed to be done.
Here's my thought on the movie.
Go ahead.
Anytime Beetlejuice or it's like the afterlife
mm-hmm.
is what's featured, it's great.
Great, yeah.
It's great. All the human shit,
boring.
It's fucking boring.
I didn't even think of that.
They also focus a lot on Charles.
Yeah. Did they ever show him again then?
No, because he's a pedophile in real life.
Yeah, I know.
At the very end, I think he does appear. But it's weird how much they focus on a problematic character. Yeah. Even though they have him, you know, spoiler, his top half has been completely bitten off by a shark.
Yeah. So what happened?
What's the last thing you saw?
They were supposed to go on the soul train, which was a little much in my opinion.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And then, like, she sees her dad. I don't know what happened to her dad.
They don't go into it that much. He seemed like, he died in an accident.
Yeah, they never. So I thought maybe I was just, I don't know,
no,
maybe I was
you're not.
A little.
If you're trying to overthink it, your problem is if you're trying to think about it logically, that's your fault.
I thought that like they like explained what happened
no.
to that, so they never did.
No.
Okay, so maybe I don't think I watched it till the end. I honestly
all right,
fell
so
asleep. I don't know.
It ends with Little Wednesday Addams, Jenna Ortega.
Yeah.
She gets saved because Beetlejuice poses as the customs inspector and doesn't stamp the evil ghost. Spoiler.
Okay, I kind of do remember that.
So basically, Beetlejuice, Lydia bargains with Beetlejuice to save her daughter, who's played by Jenna Ortega,
mm-hmm.
in exchange for Beetlejuice marrying Lydia.
Yes.
And at the last minute, at the chapel, where Lydia is supposed to get married to her human husband, Beetlejuice comes in, they start to get married, then Beetlejuice's ex-wife comes.
Okay, I kind of remember that.
And then a sand... You might be thinking of... This is the exact kind of plot of the first movie. Then a giant sandworm comes in and wins. And there's a little more after that.
Well, what are the sandworm? Does it take them all out?
No, just her.
Oh, Monica. Okay, yeah. I kind of remember that.
So basically... Yeah, I'm sure. So basically that's it. I mean, it's...
So does she marry stupid... she married Beetle? Like, what?
No, happened? Because at the last minute,
does she get married to Justin Theroux then?
She didn't marry anybody.
Good.
There's a loophole, and Beetlejuice isn't really... He didn't really fulfill his bargain or something. I don't know. Mm. It's all because Tim Burton doesn't really understand people and has no interest... I heard this, like, I think he said this years ago.
Yeah.
He's not actually interested in the script. He's just interested in shooting his visuals.
Okay.
So that's why anytime it's fucking humans...
Oh.
It fucking sucks. Even though, like, Jenna Ortega, I love...
Jenna Ortega was good, and I thought, like, the evil boy was good.
Yeah. He would be like,
I like how he's like James Dean.
Like James Dean, he's like, what's his name from the first season of American Horror Story?
Mm-hmm.
Tate.
Oh, okay.
That's who I keep thinking of, man. I think that's his name. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Evan...
Yeah,
whatever.
I know you're talking about. Quicksilver, right?
Yeah, Quicksilver. So, that's basically, like, Beetlejuice, like I said, all the funky stuff I liked, except for the Soul Train, was a little too much.
Yeah, well, it was a little, I was kind of like, oh, okay, yeah. It was funny for a second.
Yeah, but yeah, so you didn't miss anything. If we want to talk about movies.
Yeah, I was just
I'll talk about a movie after we do our list, because just to have a round out.
Okay.
I will talk about this, though. Something I meant to bring up last time is I read a book.
Ooh, reading.
Read many books, but I read the when I was in Pittsburgh. I was in Pittsburgh for a wedding,
mm-hmm.
A town with the most fucked up roads ever. But I read the Arnold Schwarzenegger bio,
oh,
and it is fascinating.
Hmm.
He talks about such things as parents being Nazis,
really,
and the idea of yeah, but basically everyone was. And he talks about like you had to undergo. He's like there's this process called denazification where basically. You had to turn over all your personal correspondence and diaries and stuff. Yeah. And that was so they could determine whether you committed a war crime. And that's how they decided whether you were allowed to be free or in prison.
Jesus.
He talks a lot about, like a lot more about the bodybuilding shit
mm-hmm.
than I ever realized he was into. Because I knew he was just, you know, Mr. Universe or whatever. Yeah. But no. Not as much about the his movie career. Specifically, but all the stuff about the Kennedys is really interesting.
Yeah.
Where he says they're basically like a cult where the older members tell the younger members what to think. And he says this in a nice way. Because at least at the time of the writing, he was still trying to get back with Maria Schreier because he had cheated on her.
Yeah, another kid and stuff.
Yeah, and they are now apart.
But she died. She's a zombie. She's actually...
She looks kind of like a zombie. Yeah.
She's like, come to California, it's, brave!
It's like, all those Kennedys just don't survive well. They all like... Yeah. It's whatever deal Joe Kennedy made with the Satan himself to gain power for that family. But the most interesting thing, I thought, talks a lot about how California politics function. You know, you have all these propositions of California... It's basically because it's impossible to get anything passed through normal legislation.
Hmm.
So you have to go to the people. But it's a really interesting book. He's a really interesting guy. He fucked, what's her name? Red Sonja. She is...
I don't know her name, though.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
He had an affair with her.
Okay.
And then she had to pawn her off with someone else because she wouldn't stop calling. Is it Bridget Nielsen?
Maybe.
Bridget Nielsen. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So our book... read it.
Cool.
Or don't.
Or don't. Yeah.
I mean, the biography that he put out is basically a...
It's an autobiography or bio?
It's an autobiography. Okay. And he reads, like, the first chapter and last chapter if you listen to an audiobook.
Cool.
So, lists. It's the end of our year and music has come out.
2024.
And unless something comes out in the next 3 days...
We're booked.
It'd be crazy. 11:59 p.m.
Look, it's almost the half hour mark and you're almost puking again.
I get hiccups.
So, we put a little tiny post out.
Yeah.
And a couple people answered. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go with your bro.
Yeah.
Your bro said, this is best of 2024.
Uh-huh.
Castle Rat.
All right.
Into the Realm. Goat, self-titled. Emil and the Sniffers.
Forgot that came out. Shit.
Wand, Vertigo, Cassie Ramone, Sweetheart, La Luz, News of the Universe.
Yeah.
Honorable mention, Chappelle Rowan, because it came out last year, but it didn't take off until this year.
Yeah.
I was like, gay.
No, it's cheating. I do like that.
No, I don't.
Chappelle Rowan. Pink Pony Club, y'all.
Mark said, "For real, forever."
Mm-hmm.
Gouge Away, Deep Sage, Twine, New Old Horse, Gel, Persona, Soft Kill, Escape Forever, Grimly Forming / Rolex Split, High Viz, Guided Tour, and Saigon Soul Revival. I don't know how to say that.
Saigon?
No, there. It's like written. It's like in another language.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Joey Odorizio, Jack White, No Name. I didn't even know he had a new one out until
very recently. And I meant to listen to it, and I didn't.
Yeah, I have a 7-inch I bought. Slater Kinney, Little Rope, yep. St. Vincent, All Bored and Screaming, Lauren Mayberry, Viscous Creature, Mannequin Pussy, I Got Heaven, Lauren Hibbert, Girlfriend Material, Illuminati Hotties, Power, Bad Bad Hats, Bad Bad Hats, Pearl Jam, Dark Matter, Laura Jane Grace, Hole in My Head.
That St. Vincent album I liked, but I feel like everyone, except for Joey apparently, forgot about it the second it was out.
And then Alex Crowley said, Magdalena Bay, Imaginal Disc. Never heard of it. I did read a little review. It seems kind of cool. Need to check it out. So you wanna start?
Yep.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
So I feel like this was a very heavy, front-loaded.
Yes.
I felt like after May, I had trouble, like...
For me?
It was very front-loaded. It was very March.
Front-loaded, and and a lot of stuff came out that I had forgotten about initially.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. Yes, I agree.
So I didn't number mine. I'm just going to kind of wing it. No. So I'm going to say my first one is Piss Jeans, which I forgot came out that I actually really liked.
Yeah.
Half Divorce. Good stuff. I reviewed it. It came out in March, so probably in March, I presume. Yeah.
My number 10.
Yes.
Is actually a tie. It's between Laughing Fish by Black Dresses, which would be higher on the list if it was a little more coherent album, but I still love that album. And Into the Realm by Castle Rat.
Okay.
Castle Rat was a very fun album. Castle Rat did a Kickstarter.
Yes.
For $20,000 to basically pay for studio time so they could record a second album.
Mm-hmm.
Funded in 37 minutes.
Jesus. Okay.
So they were very happy. That's very exciting. Looking forward to that in 2025, I hope.
My number 9 is Metz, Up Gravity Hill. I believe off Sub Pop again, too.
Yes.
Really good album. I forgot about it as well until I went back and I was like, oh, I actually really like this album. So that is my number 9.
Number nine, The Call of Zambina by Zambina and the Skeletons. Really fun album.
Cool. Where are we on 8?
Yep.
I'm going to say my number 8 is Touche Amore, Spiral in a Straight Line, which I just reviewed a couple weeks ago. I really like that album, and I've been listening to a lot. It's been like heavy rotation at my on the Z Spotify. So
yeah.
Touche Amore.
Yes. Number 8. Funeral Soundtrack number 4 by Destroy Boys.
That's good. That was like my almost making it list.
I'd forgotten about it. Then I was listening to like one of the songs. I forget what song. Like something, the Torture song. I was like, oh, that's right. That's a really good album.
I had to look up to see when No Bro came out. Like I was last year.
Yeah, sadly. But still number 1 on my list. How odd. All right, go ahead.
Number 7, I am going to go with Cloud Nothings. Final Summer. Really good album.
Yeah.
Reviewed it. Was on heavy rotation. I feel like I had stuff on heavy rotation until like something else came out, and that was on heavy rotation.
That was my year largely too.
So Cloud Nothings, Final Summer.
All right. Number 7, an album I did not review. The Collective by Kim Gordon.
Okay.
So imagine the very more heavier, dense electro clash elements of Black Dresses. The stuff that's like very grindy and you could feel the sparks coming out, almost dissonant. That's what this album is.
Okay.
Really liked it. Really solid. Very good.
Cool. Number 6, Doc Rotten, self-titled. Really good album.
Oh, right.
I listened to it a lot. Saw them, I guess I saw them in February. And they had the new album out and really fucking good. Listen to it a lot. Mm. So that is my number six.
Yes. My number six was Up on Gravity Hill by Mets.
Oh, shit.
Yep. So we've already talked about that. Yeah.
Five, Make War, Paradoxical Theory of Change. Really love this album. Actually, my top five, I can kind of, I'm kind of just winging it. But I listen to it a lot. I still listen to it a lot. Really, really good album. I'm so glad I listened to it. So Make War, Paradoxical Theory of Change.
The aptly named seasonal Dooley Christmas, Ridiculous and Full of Blood. Basically, an album that's full of angsty emotion, and you feel like, you know, by someone who consumes human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she puts out another album in something less than 10 years.
My number four. Yes. Charlie XCX. I fucking love this album. All right,
so let's talk about this. So what makes you love...
I don't know. Like, I'm a sucker for fucking, like, good electro.
Yeah.
And... maybe it's because she's British, too. It's just different. I don't know. Like, the Von Dutch song, I fucking am obsessed with. Like, I don't know. Like, Victor actually got me into it. I bought Victor 2 records for Christmas, and Charlie XCX, Brat, and Olivia Rodrigo were the two records I bought him. But I love it. 360's good. Sympathy is a Knife. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think her lyrics, like, sometimes remind me of Lily Allen. But not as sarcastic, but you know, like, Lily Allen just, like, kind of talks about just self-loathing and how, like, she worries about her weight and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Charlie has very, like, is very fragile and has very, like, her self-esteem is very waning at times. Yeah. And it's, I don't know. It's a Brat Summer, babe.
I just wish I could get into it.
I love it.
It's like, I wish I could enjoy the taste of fish. I wish I could enjoy Charlie XCX. What I do enjoy is... Deep Sage by Gouge Away.
Mm.
This is one I actually had forgotten had come out this year.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
It's really, really good.
And yeah, it's amazing.
So what are we on, three?
Yep.
These can be interchanged. I'm going to go three, Black Dresses, Laughing Fish.
All right.
I really like this album. It, like, heavy rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish it was a little shorter. Because it's like almost like a double album.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was. Yeah. I love it. Black Dresses.
Black Dresses. And for me, Little Rope by Slater Kinney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of a return to form. It's kind of their post-punk revival album. I liked it a lot.
My number two.
Yeah.
Gouge Away. Oh! Mm-hmm. Gouge Away, Deep Sea. Fucking love it. Such a good album.
Now... for my number two, Jamie. Okay. I have a very contentious rule that we discuss every year, which is normally I don't allow...
You would get mad if I did Charlie XCX.
...artists above a certain, like, fame level.
Oh, are you going to put T-Swift?
No.
Oh.
I did not like that album. But I thought it was okay.
Some of the songs. It's a little too...
But hard. Normally, I don't... So I like to save it for the little people. And you say that's dumb.
Okay.
Like last year, I think it was... I put in Queens of the Stone Age... It was out of contention. But every now and then an album comes along that is so fucking good, I cannot resist.
Okay.
It sounds almost like I'm leading up to a joke.
Oh, yeah.
But not. Number two is The Cure, Songs for All Sorts.
That's fine.
It's fucking amazing. I was listening to it
right before you came here. I still haven't listened to it.
Oh, it's great. It's nice to have it. It's reminds me a bit of Disintegration.
Okay.
It's an album about being older and seeing, like... So there's a song in there about his brother dying and... Just everything going away. Because everything goes away, Jamie.
It does, I know.
Someday Charlie XCX.
I think we have the same number one then.
Probably.
You ready?
Yeah.
Mannequin Pussy.
You want to talk about, for me?
I got Heaven.
The second I did, and we did get Heaven. The second I fucking heard this song, I was like, it's almost definitely my number. This was the one to beat.
Yes.
And The Cure came close. But no, this album just hit me at such a personal level.
Yeah, me too.
I can't tell you what. Yeah, it's just amazing. I'm probably going to listen to it tonight. No, it's great. Like,
it's the first time we had a lot of the same overlap.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, Destroyed Boys, I didn't listen to enough. I really liked it, but that could have came in like a 10, a 9 or a 10, actually.
Yeah. La Luz almost made the list. Mary Timony had an album come out.
Yeah.
Made the list. But no, this is where we are.
End of
2024. I swear to God, Amel and the Sniffers, I keep forgetting to listen to. Yeah.
I'm going to grab another Vizier. We can ride this horse out in a few.
Well, I can tell you, I have one more thing to talk about.
Okay, give me a sec.
All right.
Don't rush me. Don't rush me.
Do, 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 do.
But yeah, I'm in love with Charlie XCX. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, I did attend the cinema earlier this week.
Did you see Nosferatu?
I saw Nosferatu by Robert Eggers. A tour de force.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it a great deal.
It's
one of those... Now, Nosferatu, the original, is just very near and dear to my heart.
Like the black and white?
Yeah, that... because it's the imagery, like how Orlok is so iconic.
Yes.
The Werner Herzog...
Essentially
remade it with Klaus Kinski as Count Orlok. That's a really good one. No, I cannot... Like, it's like visually amazing. Bill Skarsgård, who is... the titular Nosferatu, is like amazeballs. Every actor in it just slays. Lily Rose Depp is the lady.
Oh, okay.
And...
You're like, the lady?
Yeah, and like, you know, I'm not going to go too much into it, but, you know, not to spoil what is a remake of a movie that's 124 years old.
That's crazy.
No, 104 years old, not 120. So it was 1920.
I thought it was 1920, yeah.
I definitely won't ruin the ending, but, you know, like, Nosferatu, the movie, it was an unauthorized adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula, the book. Except for a couple of things changed. And I guess, I don't know this is necessarily common knowledge amongst everyone, because there were definitely people complaining about it being a Dracula ripoff.
Oh my God.
When they were, we were leaving the theater. Now we'll say this.
Okay.
It's like non-sexy Dracula, by and large. So, but it's worth saying because it's like really good. It really makes a lot of natural light.
Okay.
And like I said, every character is amazing. There's a kitty cat in it.
Oh, now I'm sold. I didn't want to see it until I heard
Yeah, kitty cat. I felt good to go to the movies, which I have not done in a while.
Where did you go?
Water Tower Cinema.
By you?
By me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll probably see, before the end of the year, I want to see Baby Girl.
Which one's Baby Girl?
It's about a girl who eats babies.
Oh my God.
No, it's the Nicole Kidman movie.
Oh, okay. I kind of want to see the Bob Dylan movie. Yeah. Because I like Timothy Chalamet, because he's easy on the eyes.
And then I saw... Steven Soderbergh has a movie coming out next year that's like a spy movie with Michael Fassbender and Kate Blanchett.
I like
it. That was it. It was good.
Yeah, I haven't really seen any new movies other than the Beetlejuice. I kind of wanted to check out Joker. Did you see Joker?
No, it's on streaming now.
It's on Max. I know that. I kind of want to see it, but at the same time, I don't know. Like, I love the Gaga.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone that's even seen it. Like, it's just gotten such bad reviews.
I've heard it described as...
Because it's a musical.
A movie that hates its audience.
I've heard that, too.
And so it's Todd Haynes directed it.
Mm-hmm.
He did the Hangover movies.
Interesting.
And apparently the third Hangover movie, which I've never seen...
I've seen parts.
...is about how people are stupid for liking the Hangover movies.
Really?
So it seems to be a thing of him getting angry at the audience and then...
Weird.
But no, I have not seen much. I've been watching Squid Game.
Victor binge watched and he watched the whole thing.
Oh.
What he said he liked it.
Yeah.
He said it was good.
Oh.
I was like, was there a lot of sex in it? And he's like, no.
Well, there's not sex in Squid
Game. There's one that, I heard there's a sex scene in the original.
Well, I don't remember there being a sex scene.
I don't know. I didn't see it. But
anyway.
Victor, he's binge watched it all. He really liked it. He said 10 out of 10.
No.
Because he's into that stuff.
Yeah. I've been watching Don to Don.
What's that?
It's like an anime, but it's a little too fucking pervy for my taste, so I had to stop.
Really? How's it pervy?
It's about two high schoolers. One of them believes in ghosts, but not aliens, and the other believes in aliens and not ghosts.
Okay.
Until a ghost steals his balls and cock. And, but at the same time this is happening, the woman gets abducted by aliens who are all men who want to breed with her.
Oh my God.
And they use their arousal beams to try to arousal. And it's just that it's like a little too... So like every fucking anime, especially with certain, no matter how chaste, has a bit of the perv vibe. There's always like, whether it's a joke or there's something a little unsettling. This has like a little too much.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's a little weird. Arousal beam?
It's like, well, they're using like their psychic power. It doesn't work. Oh. Let's be clear. It doesn't work. But also they're like, well, we must breed with this female. And like I said, the big one being is the one ghost takes the guy's like wiener and nuts. And then the
what's
other...
What's he do with it?
It just disappeared. Then the other character's grandmother.
Ew.
And the woman. So it's Momo. Momo wants to see... No, Momo's the girl, the one who believes in ghosts, who the aliens try to fuck. She wants to see Ichi's lack of balls and cock. And then the grandmother wants to do the same thing. It's making it sound better than it is. I mean, it's okay. I might go back to it. But it's...
What is this called?
It's called Don Da Don. Yeah. It's on Netflix right now. Which is also surprising, by the way.
Weird.
So yeah, that's
that
about it.
Made me laugh. Made me laugh.
Don Da Don.
Yeah.
What else? What's new? What else is new, dude?
Nothing. I got off until New Year's Day and then the day after. And Victor's been off of school, so I'm trying to keep him busy.
Wait till you get some of that blow.
Fuck yeah. Work's been bad.
Yeah, that's what
it's always
saying.
Bad.
Yeah.
I got a good review, though.
That's good.
That's cool. I'm a good employee.
Yeah.
Do my job. Normal chaos.
Yeah.
How about you?
Nothing.
Just watching Don Da Don Da.
Yep. Having adventures, going to movies.
Like, are you wearing your shirt, skirt, crop top while you watch this?
No.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
No, so maybe we'll just wrap it.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah. TrashSouthStreet.com. I can't talk to you. TrashSouthStreet.com.
And check us out on the face of the book. The book of face.
And we're...
And Gmail.
And Gmail. And that's it, everyone. Bye.
See y'all.